AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress on a ceasefire hostage release deal. Karen Shamas has more.
An Israeli tank rolls near Gaza on the southern Israeli border as explosions could be heard from inside the enclave. Negotiations between the two sides have been continuing in Cairo a day after Israeli forces rescued two captives in Rafah. More than 70 Palestinians were killed in the raid. The mass destruction and death was a glimpse of what a full-scale Israeli ground advance into the area would look like. A ceasefire deal, on the other hand, would give people in Gaza a desperately needed respite from Israel's offensive, now in its fifth month. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Biden's calling for House Republicans to get behind a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
America can be relied upon, and America stands up for freedom. We stand strong for our allies. We never bow down to anyone, and certainly not to Vladimir Putin. So let's get on with this.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's made it clear it could be weeks or months before Congress acts on the legislation. However, our Mike Hempen reports House Republicans will try again this evening to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The outcome is not at all certain. Speaker Mike Johnson has a thin majority in the House that's unable to handle many defectors or absences in the face of staunch Democratic opposition.
And a quick-moving winter storm hit the Northeast today. The AP's Pat Eaton-Robb.
About a foot of snow has fallen in eastern Connecticut, and that means an old-fashioned snow day here, because in this state, schools aren't allowed to use remote learning on inclement weather days. So schoolwork has been replaced by snow sledding, snowball fights, and of course, snow blowing and snow shoveling. In Columbia, Connecticut, I'm Pat Eaton-Robb.
Snowfall topped out at 15 inches. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street following a disappointing report on inflation. The January report made investors confront the bitter possibility that interest rates could stay high for months longer than they were expecting. The worse-than-expected report for January may have put the final nail into hopes that the Federal Reserve could deliver its first interest rate cut in March. Now, many expect the first interest rate cut might not come until June. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% Tuesday. The Dow lost 524 points. That's also about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite tumbled 1.8%. The smallest stocks took some of the biggest losses as Treasury yields surged in the bond market. Smaller companies are more sensitive to changes in interest rates since they tend to rely more on loans to raise money than larger companies do. The yield on the 10-year Treasury jumped to 4.33%. Seth Soutelle, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.